Chapter 8. Evan dreamed about Monster Blood that night. He dreamed about it nearly every night. Tonight, he dreamed that his dad had eaten a glob of it. Now Mr. Ross wanted to go to his office, but he had grown too big to fit through the door. "You're in trouble now, Evan," Mr. Ross bellowed, making the whole house shake. "Big trouble. Big trouble." The word stuck in Evan's mind as he sat up in bed and tried to shake away the dream. The curtains flapped silently in front of his open bedroom window. Pale yellow stars darred the charcoal sky. Staring hard, Evan could see the Big Dipper. Or was it the Little Dipper? He could never remember. Shutting his eyes and settling back on the pillow, Evan thought about Andy. He was glad she had come to stay in Atlanta for a while. She could be a real pain, but she was also a lot of fun. What did she want to show him in the park after school? Probably nothing, Evan guessed. It was probably just a dumb joke. Andy loved dumb jokes. How can I get her to tell the kids at school about Monster Blood? He wondered. How can I get Andy to tell everyone that I didn't make it up, that was true? He was still thinking about this problem as he fell back into a restless sleep. The next day at school wasn't much better than the last. Somehow, during free reading period, Conan had crept under the table and tied Evan's sneaker laces together. When Evan got up to go to the water fountain, he fell flat on his face. He scraped his knee, but no one cared. The kids laughed for hours. "Evan's mommy tied his shoes funny this morning," Conan told everyone, and they laughed even harder. In science class, Mr. Murphy called Evan over to the hamster cage. "Look at poor Cuddles," the teacher said, shaking his round head solemnly. Evan peered down into the metal cage. Cuddle was curled up in a corner under a pile of shavings. The hamster was trembling and breathing in short gasps. "Poor Cuddles has been like that ever since yesterday," Mr. Murphy told Evan with an accusing frown. "Cuddles is sick because of your carelessness."
I'm sorry," Evan stammered.
He stared hard at the quivering hamster. "You're faking, aren't you, Cuddles?" Evan thought. "You're faking just to get me in trouble." The hamster twitched and stared up at him with mournful black eyes. When Evan sat back down in his seat, he felt cold water seep through the back of his jeans. With a startled cry, he jumped right back up. Someone, probably Conan, had poured a cup of water on his chair. That had the class laughing for at least 10 minutes. They only stopped when Mr. Murphy threatened to keep everyone after school. "Sit down, Evan," the teacher ordered.
"But Mr. Murphy,"
Evan started.
"Sit down now," Mr. Murphy insisted.
Evan dropped back down into the wet chair. What choice did he have? Andy was waiting for Evan by the trickling brown creek that rolled through the tiny park. The old sassafras tree bent and whispered in the hot breeze. A tall Georgia pine leaned over the water as if trying to reach across the creek. Andy was wearing a bright blue t-shirt over lime green short shorts. She had been staring at her reflection in the muddy creek water. She spun around smiling as Evan called to her.
"Hey, how's it going?"
he called. He stepped up beside her and dropped his backpack to the ground.
"How was school?" Andy asked.
"Same as always," Evan replied, sighing. Then his expression brightened.
"What did you bring?"
he asked eagerly.
"You'll see."
She clasped a hand over his eyes. "Shut your eyes, Evan, and don't open them until I say." He obediently shut his eyes, but when she pulled her hand away, he opened them a tiny crack, just enough to see. He watched her go behind the pine tree and pick up a small brown paper bag. She carried the bag over to him.
"You're peeking, aren't you?"
she accused him.
"Maybe,"
he confessed, grinning. She punched him playfully in the stomach. He cried out, and his eyes shot open.
"What's in the bag?"
Grinning, Andy handed the bag to him. He pulled it open, peered inside, and his mouth dropped open in shock. The familiar blue can, about the size of a can of soup.
"Andy, you...
Evan stammered, still staring wide-eyed into the bag. He reached in and pulled out the plastic can. He read the faded label, Monster Blood. Then he read the words in tiny type below it, Surprising Miracle Substance.
"I saved it,"
Andy said, beaming proudly. Evan couldn't get over a shock.
You brought monster blood? I don't believe it. You brought monster blood.
No. She shook her head. It's empty, Evan. The can is empty. His face fell. He sighed in total disappointment.
But you can show the can to everyone, Andy insisted. That will prove you didn't make it up. It'll prove that monster blood really exists.
Evan sighed again.
What good is an empty can?
He groaned. He pulled off the top, peered inside, and screamed.